Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in the land of Israel. Archaeology in the ancient land of Israel is key to understanding its history, but also its future as well. That's the headline. Winky Medad will join me in one moment at this broadcast table to explain this truth.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, I've heard, Winky, there is a complaint, probably from some of the archaeologists, but they've been complaining that, especially in the areas of Judea and Samaria, it's mostly settlers that are dealing with these digs, these so-called archaeological sites. And they're saying they're not qualified to do that. What are your thoughts about that?
Jimmy, all of the excavations that are done under the supervision of the Civil Administration's archaeological unit. And I think it's just a squawk and a little bit of static coming from people who legitimate opinions. They don't like where we are and what we're doing. That's one thing. But to try to claim that our professional attitude towards archaeology is driven by ideology is very, very wrong.
Well, is not archaeology what they refer to as an evolving science? And that being the case, thus, then, for the resource that they need to have to be able to determine its authenticity, etc., you have to have a connection, I would say, back to the Bible, would you not?
Yes, you do, of course, because you cannot map out your archaeological sites unless you have some sort of indication of where you're going. And the Bible is the best resource. You can challenge the Bible, but the big picture is always directed by the Bible. And even if you're an atheist, over 100 years of archaeology here in Israel, on both sides of the former Green Line and all over, have consistently pointed to the fact that the Bible is an accurate and authentic historical rendering. It's been proven time and time again.
Winky Medad, who lives at an archaeological site in the center of Israel, Tel Shiloh, which brings him to the table to explain this very important truth. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The entire land of Israel is an archaeological site. Archaeology plays a key role in unfolding the history of the land and its people, the Jewish people. A number of the archaeological sites in Israel reveal not only the past, but look to the future as well. For example, the area of Megiddo and the Jezreel Valley. It has a major connection to the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 22. Remember, archaeology does play a key role in the past of the Jewish people of Israel and the future as well. Therefore, the connection between archaeology and the Bible. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...